and Tim Watson. Questions without notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles.
Let's get stuck into it now. For Charlie Battisti & Co., they are Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. Questions without notice, Keane?
I've got one for you. And we talked about workplace culture earlier this morning. I just noticed the boss has arrived in. He might be taking that feedback on board.
Don't you throw me under the bus. It's about the fourth time today you throw me under a bus too.
I didn't say anything. I just said the boss.
I'm going to have to start fighting fire with fire, I think.
I've got one for you. I've got a question without notice for you. Nathan Buckley's last couple of weeks, does his messaging to the group, is it impacted in any way, shape or form, given that he changed the tone of the conversation with Treloar and with Stevenson so late? And some of those messages were deliberately given to just exit the player.
Yeah, yeah.
So we know that, and we knew it was happening at the time probably, and we certainly know that's been endorsed in hindsight. Does it alter his impact of the message in 2021?
I would think the first month when the players all come back together is going to be pretty important for them to reestablish a lot of things. And maybe the messaging does change a little bit, Kingy, in terms of, hey, we're still up here and we're still vying for a premiership and we're still doing all of these things, but we want to give... You know, youngsters, you've seen what's happened, i.e. Josh Dacos and the Browns and Isaac Quaynor, et cetera. This is now your opportunity to take. So to me, I think there'll be a lot of work that they'll be doing now with WhatsApps and phone calls and stuff. But the first month is crucial, I reckon, for Collingwood to whatever the message may have been in the past. Don't worry about what it was in the past. Here's what it is for 2021.
Yeah, I'll be fascinated to see which way they go with their messaging. Are they slightly resetting? Are they clearly they're going back?
Well, here's a question without notice for you. Are they resetting slightly?
Well, I think they are. And I think that means you're not going 100% for the 2021 flag. I think that, you know, when you see what Geelong have done as opposed to what Collingwood have done, there is no other message. I mean, how can Joel Selwood say, we've got Cameron coming in, we've got Higgins coming in and Smith? What does Scott Pendlebury say?
Mm.
What's his version of what 2021 looks like in terms of an opportunity? We've lost Treloar, we've lost Stevenson, we've lost Phillips, and we've got draft picks coming in.
And we missed the boat on a key forward again.
So if you're a senior core player at the back end of his career, like you're talking about guys like Sidebottom and Pendlebury and Howe and those sort of guys now, they're not going to get the same opportunity that Dangerfield and Selwood are getting.
It looks very different, doesn't it?
It does.
For you, is the AFL too obsessed with high scoring?
High scoring's gone. I think we've all just got to agree the game has changed. It is now far more strategic than it ever was. And high, if you're going to try and correct the game to get 120 points per team per game, you're kidding yourself. And you'll forever change the rules to the point where the game will be unrecognisable. I don't like the constant tinkering with rules. I don't. Because I think a lot of these things... they really don't have an outcome. They just create more tension for the fans.
Mm.
The rotation's dropping by 15. Seriously, what is that going to do?
Nothing.
It won't even notice. If they're going to do it, slash it in half. Go to 40. See what that does to the game. And you can always correct it back. You can always pull it back if you think it's gone too far. I still think that you've got to make the boundary line the enemy and keep the corridor open. You're not going to get the game back to what it was in the 80s and the 90s or the early 2000s, and maybe that's not what we're trying to do. I think the game's in great shape and I would leave it. I've got one for you.
Mm.
If you're Sydney and you've got pick 3 in the national draft, or you're the Kangaroos and you've got pick 2, do you sell those picks to try and get 2 first-round selections, given the quality in the top 4 or 5 picks? Can a club like North Melbourne or the Adelaide Crows even, can they sell those picks? Can they turn that one selection into 2, or would you go for the bona fide star?
When the star is Logan McDonald,
yeah,
I'd go with him. So if you're asking me specifically about North Melbourne, they have that first pick, and then Adelaide, obviously, I just think a key forward like that, they don't necessarily come along all year or every year, and we were just talking about Collingwood and still they're hunting for a key forward. If you've got one that, albeit you're going to have to take 3 or 4 years to develop, but we've seen how exciting the Kings are with Gold Coast and St Kilda and what they can do. Eric Hipwood is coming along, but, you know, when he first burst on, he was so exciting. If you've got one like that, as much as it'd be great to put two mids in straight away, I think if you get a player of that calibre out of the draft, Kingy, I'd be sticking really firm with them.
So you're saying the Kangaroos don't trade pick two?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
No.
I think if they – what if Essendon turn gave you pick six and seven? I think you've got to look at it. I think if the start of a rebuild needs volume more than it does the absolute start.
Yeah, okay. So would you – I mean, with that, you're probably going to be looking at midfielders.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, best available talent at that stage, you know, you make a good case with the, you know, generational key forward.
Mm.
They're hard to get.
Well, you can build your club around them.
Yeah, you can. But do you need volume at this particular stage? I probably think you do. And if the decision was mine and it was pick six and seven that high in the draft, I think you'd have to look at it. I would be looking at it.
One for you. Where does David Mundy sit in the best Fremantle players of all time?
Oh, best Fremantle player. Well, Pavlich would be top of the pile. Who else would – Peter Bell had a fantastic career over there. Who else would –
Paul Hazelby,
yeah.
Aaron Sanderlands.
Yeah. Nathan Fyfe.
Yeah.
I think Fyfe should – look, he's in the top half a dozen, isn't he? Is he in the top three? Fyfe and Pavlich would be one and two.
Yeah.
He'd be in the argument for top three, would he? Three, four, or five. He'd be around that area.
Yep.
Which is a fantastic achievement. Hey, was Gus Gould correct? The fastest man on the planet.
Sorry, say that again.
Josh Adokar is the fastest man on the planet.
We're going through the process.
He's taken out. He's the fastest man on the planet. He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Can you just assess Gus Gould's last month? Can you give me an assessment on
my goodness
how he's tracked in the NRL Grand Final? He had a mare.
Yeah.
Trying to get Penrith over the line.
Game one. Didn't do game two.
How's he gone?
Not excellent, I don't think. Oh, I hope he hasn't jumped on Twitter. If he jumped on Twitter after the AFL, the NRL Grand Final, it wouldn't have been pretty. And I was, you know, one of thousands that tweeted that day, and I don't think it would have been pretty for him as well. Is Josh Adokar the fastest man on the planet?
He is quick. I did think it was going to be a penalty try, but not to be. Would have given a great thrill. Hey, give us a couple of cricket names that we should look out for. You're massive into your cricket.
Yep.
What have you got as a handle on what we should be looking forward to?
I'll come back to you on that. Yeah. On the other side of this.
Really?
It's Questions Without Notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started today.
That was Questions Without Notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles.